Merging with Shiva, lesson 184, Fathoming the Unfathomable. Yes, two different reactionary thoughts of a similar vibration sent into the subconscious at different times under similar psychological conditions create a third different subconscious happening. This happening registers in the subconscious and continues to vibrate there until it is dissolved and reabsorbed within the subconscious itself. If psychological structures build up as problems in the subconscious and are not resolved, they can inhibit or hold back the superconscious. One then easily feels depressed and subject to many lower emotions. Then the concept that one is a self-effulgent being seems quite distant indeed. When the subconscious buildup is problem-free, superconsciousness is there, bringing success and well-being. The subconscious concerns us primarily as the state of mind which relates to congested subconscious force fields, or vasanas, caused by two similar intense emotional reactions at psychological moments. The resultant, deeply suppressed emotions are puzzling to the seeker because unless he is able to resolve through periodic review of his subconscious, he may find them welling up from within him unbidden, and he knows not why. The subconscious influences us when we are encountering an experience similar to one that caused one of the two component reactions. This releases highly unexpected emotional responses in obvious reactions and new behavior patterns, some positive, some negative. The hybrid formation continues to react within the subconscious mind until resolved. Once understood, the mystery is gone. The vasana loses its emotional power. To a very great extent, it is the subconscious that harbors our subliminal aspirations, self-esteem, impulses towards success, neurosis, and overall psychological behavior. An example of this state of mind is as follows. A young man goes to an office party and accidentally spills coffee on his suit. Being a gentle, shy man, he becomes embarrassed and emotionally upset when everyone turns to look at him. Many months later, he attends his sister's wedding. In her excitement at the reception, she accidentally spills tea upon a beautiful new sari. She is naturally embarrassed. But it is a psychological moment for him, intensified by his attachment to his sister, and he becomes more embarrassed for her than she is for herself. A year later, he discovers that each time he attends a social gathering, his solar plexus becomes upset. His digestion is affected. He gets a headache and has to leave. The fear mechanism, stimulated by the subconscious mind, is protecting him from another upsetting condition among a group of people. This continues for a number of years until the subconscious, in a semi-dream state, reveals itself to him, and he sees clearly how the two reactionary thought patterns caused by the dual experiences met and merged and gave rise to a different conscious experience, the indigestion, the headaches, and the dread of being among people. Once the obstacle was resolved in the light of understanding, he would be able to be among people in gatherings without these ill effects.